All right, everybody. Green Legion Radio, and welcome to the Matrix. And that is what happens if Morpheus eats Neo, just so you know.
Yeah. No. And you take both pills.
You took both pills earlier today.
I just took both pills and the lady.
Hey, everybody. Green Legion Radio here at Chickies and Pete's, South Philadelphia. This is the special 76ers Christmas halftime 800-555-1776 special. We'll get into that a little
bit. Oh, man.
We'll get into that a little bit more. And I was already offered permission to talk about that story and play it. So,
we're professionals over here.
We are professionals here, but make sure the kids are on parental control in a little bit. Everybody, Green Legion Radio is brought to you by Miller Lite, Bucks County Baseball Company, our good friend Mike McVeigh over at David Dodge Chrysler Jeep, the Maniac Sport and Social Club, the most social intramural sports leagues in Philadelphia. Of course, our good friend Ken Davies and all the City Fitness Philadelphia locations, Northern Liberties Graduate Hospital, South Philly Fishtown, Logan Square, and East Market. Our podcast friends at 4th and John, and Sean Brayson, Philly Influencer, and 102.5 The Gambler. And, of course, Chickies and Pete's, South Philadelphia, our biggest sponsor. They are the official caterer of the Philadelphia Eagles Touchdown Club at the Link. Every Monday night, see a different Eagles player doing live radio shows. Brandon Graham, Nelson Aguilar, Sidney Jones, Corey Clement. We got a big show coming up. We got Josh Perkins in the house in a little bit.
Yep.
Yeah.
And we know with the questionability right now of Zach Ertz.
Yep.
Josh could have a very, very big role this week.
Giant role.
And he did play well against the Giants three weeks ago. So we're going to talk about that. But make sure you subscribe to us, download us, rate us, review us, Green Legion Radio. You can find us on iTunes and Google Play. We did reach number 8 top professional sports podcast last month worldwide on iTunes. That's a pretty big distinction. And since Dave Spadaro is not here to up us and say he was number 7, all right, we're good now. Shut up, Dave. Everybody, my name's Craig Chinosky. Everybody calls me Quimby. I'm the owner of the Green Legion. To my left, I have sitting in for Rob Valivas. Thank God. Chris Sackmaster. How you doing, sir?
In the words of Rob, I'm fantastic, Quimby. And I'm just excited that Diaz is here on back-to-back shows. It's been a while.
Oh, right?
Wow.
Wow.
Damn.
Wow.
Hey, he starts early.
Shots fired.
Best defense is a good offense with
Sack. Next to him, you know him as Samandric Thomas. This is Pops. This is Hollis's brother.
Yeah. What's going on?
And if you can tell, he's bigger than Hollis. That's not easy, everybody.
I'm a man.
That's not easy.
I'm a man and I win.
Far away from me and straight across, we know him as Shut Up Diaz, Mr. Michael Diaz. How are you, sir?
I'm great. We beat Dallas. Sixers produced yesterday. Blowout win.
Oh, my God. Speaking about reproduction. I'm sorry.
Awkward.
Yep. It's coming. I'm not going to let this one go at all.
The day of the Geechee.
And to his right, number 78 in your program, number 1 in your heart, 15-year NFL vet, 10 years with your Philadelphia Eagles, Mr. Hollis Tank Thomas.
Good evening and happy holidays. It was an awesome time when all the teams could win on the weekend.
Win what?
All the teams could win.
Oh, right.
All of them won.
Right?
This made for a great Christmas.
We're going to get into that because right now, we've got a few teams playing well.
Okay.
We've got 3 teams playing well and one that's sitting on their ass, thank God, because we don't know what's going to happen there. But we are going to talk about a story that happened during the halftime show at the Sixers game yesterday. Mm.
Please do tell.
Hold on. But before we do that, we're going to get to our man about town, Hollis. And Hollis, what happened in sports history today?
Well, welcome to Green Legion Radio. Today is December the 26th. It's the 360th day of the year. There's only 5 days left to get whatever you want to get done in 2019. We're going to call this the day of trade and NFL and AFL title. So today, today was the trade of the big Babe Ruth from the
really
in 1919. They traded him to the Yankees.
Sold him.
And then they pretty much sold him, and they went into a bit of purgatory for quite some time.
And 84 years, 86 years,
80 something years. And then we go to, as I say, this is the NFL title day, NFL and AFL title day. We go back to 1943 when the NFL, it was just the NFL championship, where the Bears beat the brakes off of the Redskins 41-21. It was actually at Wrigley Field. It was actually the Bears' sixth title. And I really would be remiss if I didn't just skip down to really why I put the title in here, because in 1960, in his only title defeat, Vince Lombardi, the Packers, lost to the Philadelphia Eagles in 1960 on this day.
Wow.
And then
NFL champs,
yeah. Then we go to the AFL, when the AFL had their championship. They had back-to-back. The Bills beat the Chargers back-to-back. And, not back-to-back, but by almost the exact same score in 1964 and 1967. I only mentioned the 1967 one because it was at Balboa Stadium.
Oh, Balboa.
Yeah, so
the official currency of Panama.
Yes. And then I have some birthdays. I also have some birthdays.
Not lying.
I have some birthdays. Hold on, I'm turning my page.
Come on, Morpheus, let's go.
1954, we have Ozzie Smith.
Wizard of Oz.
1966, journeyman Tim Legler.
Legs.
Hey, no, Tim is a friend of the program.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah, no, he's a good guy. He was an Avalon guy for years.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
1974, he wasn't a teammate, but a good friend of mine, Tony Brackens. He was like a first-round pick for the Jacksonville Jaguars, his birthday. And I have some holidays. Today's holiday is Box Day.
Boxing Day?
Just Box Day. Candy Cane Day.
It's some with food.
Yeah,
some with you and food.
Yes, and also I had to mention this. Today is Whiners Day, so get it all out. Whiners.
Oh, I'm glad Sack has a microphone today.
There it is. Wow.
And that's all I have for this day in history. I have some other stuff that I'm going to mention it throughout the show.
And real quick, because I have something that happened in sports history yesterday to talk about. But before I do that, everybody to the program, Josh Perkins.
What up, Josh? Thanks for showing. No problem. Thanks for having me.
Brother, we're happy to have you, bro. Okay, so greatest story not told yet, and I don't know how it didn't get around the airwaves. We tried to make it happen yesterday. Halftime show at the Sixers game yesterday. This is hysterical. I hope to God you can hear this on my phone. So they have a parody going on the big screen over top of the court. It's a guy in an ugly Christmas sweater with a Christmas mug and, you know, going over 12 days of Christmas, all that crap. And then at the end comes up, and if you want to own the 3D set of the music and video here today, dial 800-555-1776 all over the stadium.
It didn't go as planned, is what you're trying to say.
Somebody over there didn't vet that number, because I'm going to call it right now.
Uh-oh.
Quimby realized it instantly.
I knew it, too. Sorry.
Welcome to America's Hottest Talk Line. Guys, hot ladies are waiting to talk to you. Press 1 now.
Did everybody get that? Welcome to America's Hottest Talk Line, where plenty of ladies are available to talk to you. I can't be the only person out of 20,000 that called that number yesterday.
I think Tree's calling it right now.
Tree is. They literally put this number all over the stadium, 800-555-1776, ordered the 3D set, which was a joke. It was a total parody, but nobody in the Sixers organization vet the number. They didn't call it. They didn't figure out, okay, I get it, 555. You know, every Hollywood number is 555, but not when you start with 800, you jackasses. Complete and total jackasses. Anyway, I am waiting for the phone call from the Sixers to tell me to shut up, and I'm going to politely tell them no.
Josh Harris is probably a big, avid proponent of that phone number.
Oh, worse than the confetti game.
God.
Him and his helicopter.
Speaking of Sixers, Pops.
All right.
We got a little Sixers report here. We're going to talk a little Sixers, a little Flyers. Then we're going to get into the Eagles. We got a lot to talk to Josh about because he's our inside guy tonight. Josh, I apologize that you're in the Matrix and sitting next to Morpheus over here. But
it's all good. No problem, man.
Good things.
So, Pops, what do we got?
All right. For the month of December, the 76ers are 9-4. They won the last three in a row. of course.
It was a great game yesterday.
Yeah, last night they won 121-109. On paper, it looks closer than what it was, but they were up by 29.
That game was over in the first quarter.
Yeah, it was pretty much over. They cut it to like maybe 6, which got a little scary or iffy in the fourth quarter. But they
didn't cut it to 6 in the fourth.
I think it was like 9.
Like 12.
But still, I mean, when you're 27,
when
it goes down.
When you get down to single digits, it's kind of like it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, it was 6 at one point. But
yeah, I thought it was 6.
It didn't last that long.
Yeah, because they were hitting a lot of three-pointers.
No.
The next four games, I believe they're on the road. The next four, they're on the road. Orlando, Miami, Indiana.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. Nice. All right, so how do we feel about the Sixers so far this season? Diaz.
Well, they're right on track where I thought they would be. It's just the rest of the East is better. The good news is
they just beat the best team in the East.
Yeah, they're 6-2 against the top five like contenders in the East. You know, they beat Toronto and lost to Toronto. They beat Miami, lost to Miami. 2-0 against Boston, 1-0 against Milwaukee. I mean,
I'll take 2-0 against Boston. It's like 2-0 against Dallas.
It's huge. So we got two more big ones. The Miami game, which is a schedule loss. We're on the road on the back-to-back.
Yeah.
The Saturday. And then next Tuesday, the Indiana game on the road.
Yeah.
Those are two big games. So.
Which Indiana would be who they would play if the season ended today. That's a 4-5 matchup. The thing is they won that game yesterday against the Bucks. And the sad part is they're still 4.5 games behind the Bucks. That's how hot they've been this year.
Yeah.
But when you look at you have to delve deep into it and quit looking at the smoke and mirrors. We still have to stop the turnovers because that's our team to get it back.
Only
in the
eight
game.
Yesterday, only eight.
And I'm happy for that. Yeah. Like, but if we think that we're gonna waltz into the playoffs and turn the ball over 19 to 20 times in a playoff game and still get out of the second round, which is what the TTP was supposed to be, get out of the second round, and if you have to do that.
Yeah, there's certainly things to work on, and there's certainly things to work on with all of the teams that are at the top right now.
Everybody, keep going.
Yeah,
don't worry. No, you got it. Oh, you got it.
Trending in the right direction.
All right. Yeah, there we go.
I mean, they're doing okay.
Okay.
It's not perfect. They're doing well.
No, but the turnovers, they've been an issue for quite some time. And
turnovers on the road.
Yeah,
they minimize them at home
a little bit. But it's like that heat game. That home heat game.
Yes. Yeah. Do they have any flexibility when it comes to the trade market, as far as getting a shooter is concerned?
So I was talking with someone today about this.
Of course, Matt.
Happens is the salaries have to match up to 85%.
Right.
We do have the 31st overall pick, which is the Knicks' second round pick, which is our like most valuable thing since we've traded them all away.
Oh, wow.
If you're going to have to give up something to get something, and you know Mike Scott and Zaire Smith, you know, I mean, what are you going to get for that?
Leave it be.
So there is some flexibility. I just don't know what we have. Someone else is going to want. To get what we want.
So you think it's more so it's going to be in the buyout market, like a Marco Bellinelli from a couple years ago?
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Well, that concludes our talk about Sixers right now because we do have a couple things to get to.
All right.
Chris Sackmaster, let's get our Flyers report. I don't want to hear it, but I'm sure everybody else does.
I do. I want to hear it.
Well, the Flyers,
I watch the games.
The Flyers are currently sitting in third place in the Metropolitan Division, which is 2 points behind the second-place Islanders. Now, if the playoffs...
Don't look at me. I don't give a
shit. Hold on. I'm talking to you. So I just want to sell it to you. So if they... it's key to get that second place because right now the Capitals are going to be tough to get to. They're 10 points up. Now, why is home ice advantage so important?
It's only December.
Hold on.
Man, negative Nancy.
They're 13-2-4 at the Wells Fargo Center. That's the third best record in the NHL at home. That's big. That's huge. Now, why are they playing so well? We don't get to talk a lot about the Flyers on here, so I'm gonna kick it to you why. Okay? So the head coach doesn't give a damn about anybody. He will call you out and he will put your name to it.
Something they've needed for 5 years.
It's been longer than that since Laviolette, probably about 7 or 8. So they have a front office that is not scared to bring the talent up from the minor leagues, and they have a stud 21-year-old goaltender who is fifth in the NHL in goals against average. They're playing well. Right now, it's a big, tough stretch coming up over the next...
But you're an asshole!
Thank you. It's my nickname. Now they're on their annual Disney on Ice road trip starting this Saturday. 6 games on the road in 11 days, only to come back home and play the Capitals in the second game of a back-to-back. Brutal stretch coming up, and I would be remiss if I did not mention Oscar Lindblom is out for the season. Mm. He has Ewing sarcoma.
How do you spell that?
It's like Patrick Ewing and then sarcoma, S-A-R-C-O-M-A.
He went to Theta Chi. Spelling's not their strong suit.
Is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Wow.
I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
You set me up for that.
Wow.
You say, have a flyer's report, and you set me up for that. You had that cued.
Did he ever. Wow.
Yes, and I don't know why Diaz is upset about that soundbite, because I'm going after Zach.
You turned off Diaz's mic?
Is
that a miracle?
I think so. Go ahead, Diaz.
Uh-oh. I'm here.
There you go.
Okay, all right,
we're
back.
Still here.
For a second there.
Yeah. it's something to do with Zach.
What are you doing over there?
He can't. Don't grab it.
Don't grab it.
Yeah, don't grab it.
All right, are you on? No, you're not.
Right. True, you're doing a great job with the sound on Diaz's mic.
We're going to work on that in a second. Actually, it's probably a pretty good time to take a break.
You think?
Yeah, considering how foolish we've been. Everybody, we'll be back.
Oh.
Yeah, we just hit it and quit. Chickies and Beach, South Philadelphia, the best away game watch parties. Get the real feel in-game experience here at Chickies and Beach, South Philadelphia, and all Chickies and Beach locations worldwide. Everybody, welcome back to Green Legion Radio. We're after our first break. We're going to talk about Around the League, and this Around the League is a little bit more important than the Around the Leagues that we've been talking about all season, trying to give a little buffer space, trying to fill some voids here. This is really interesting. The AFC playoff picture, other than Kansas City, New England, and who might host or get a bye,
right?
That's the only one in real question right now. Maybe the sixth seed.
Titans,
yeah.
Steelers,
yeah, Colts, Steelers,
which
there.
Nobody gives a real shit about. Let's be honest,
they're going to lose.
All right, the NFC is
in flux.
It is in big flux right now. So the way it stands right now, San Francisco is the number one seed, Green Bay number two, New Orleans number three, the Eagles and Josh Perkins, tight end, number four. And then right now, fifth seed is Seattle, and the sixth seed is Minnesota. If you guys go to ESPN's playoff machine, which is pretty much the only thing that ESPN is worth looking at.
Their
right
fantasy
now.
Sports is quality.
Well, yeah.
No, did you win?
I won one time. I lost.
When did you win?
Here we go. Excuse me.
We're diverging.
Morpheus, focus.
Yeah, sorry, good thing. Sorry.
All right.
Miles,
another red pill for you.
Yeah, another red pill. So, if Green Bay and New Orleans both win, the seeds stay the same.
Correct.
If San Francisco wins, stays the same.
Correct.
But everything flips if this changes in any way, shape, or form. If Green Bay loses, New Orleans wins, they flip to the two seed. If San Francisco and Seattle, which God bless the NFL for trying to remember and actually figuring out, you got to play your division games at the end of the season. I don't know how they thought San Francisco and Seattle would be the end all, but that's the game of the week. I'm sorry. Nationally, you know, it doesn't matter for us. Game of the week is, you know,
it does.
425.
It does matter.
No, it does matter.
It does matter who we play.
It doesn't matter in the grand scheme of things unless we take care of business at 4:30.
Correct. Yeah. So all you're right. Talking like a player,
but I hang around you all day, jackass. But here's the funny part. You're talking about a 1-5 seed swap. If San Francisco loses to Seattle, Seattle takes the division, number one seed, San Francisco is the number five.
And they got to travel all
the way to Philadelphia.
Yep.
Yeah. Or either. Now, my question to you guys, first of all, Minnesota stays at number six regardless.
Right.
They're the sixth seed. It doesn't change. Right. There's nothing that's going to happen.
And NFC East winner is four regardless. Doesn't change.
Who would you rather play? If you are the Philadelphia Eagles, and you're hosting a home playoff game, because that's the only way we make it. We all know this. Would you rather play Seattle? Would you rather play San Francisco?
Seattle.
I'm going down the road. Go ahead.
Seattle.
Pops.
San Francisco.
Hold on. I'm going to skip you for a second, because I'm coming back to you, and I'm going to get some real information out of you. Tank.
I don't give a damn.
Okay.
Whoever lines up in front of me is going to get this ass.
Whoever takes the blue pill. Yeah. I got you.
Whoever lines up in front of me.
Well, that's funny because Seattle would be the blue pill and San Francisco would be the red pill.
Yeah. There you go.
Interesting.
I make sure I wear my gaiters so when I put my foot in the ass, show the inside some style.
All right. There we go. Diaz.
I would take the blue pill.
You would.
I think it's going to be hard for a team to beat the same team on the road.
Do you know who Seattle just picked up?
Yeah, Marshawn.
Marshawn. Did you see how he rolled up to the facility?
In a DAZN car?
He pulled up in like an Escalade, and he opened up the door.
So he's an Uber driver now?
No.
Oh.
No. He opened up the door, and nothing but Skittles were pouring out all over the street. And he was picking them up off the ground and eating them.
Everybody has their price.
It was awesome.
If that's a $4 million awesome. Endorsement,
yes,
I would wipe him on Hollis's forehead and eat him.
I mean, Marshawn is great, possibly Hall of Famer. He's awesome, but that's the thing. He can't. He arrived in a Skittles mobile, a week before the playoffs.
the one thing,
you know,
the one thing too does he does know their system. So you go and he's going to be those fresh legs. So you have to get to him early and often. And there's a way to shut him down. You
can't anyway, him. Hold on, we're not there yet.
Okay, it's Stephen's apologies.
Yes. I do want Josh's take on this. Knowing what you know, does it matter to you?
It doesn't really matter to me, but. You know, we lost to Seattle early in the year, so I really want to get them back, you know.
That's what I'm talking about. Hold on a second. Perfect response number one for Josh Perkins this
correct
evening.
Correctamundo.
Yes, sir. Awesome.
They got to come from the great Northwest. I mean, they got to come all the way
there's
back out here
there's nothing great
again.
About that. It's that's suicide capital of the world.
It's cold, man.
Every time I have to run a trip out there, I want to commit suicide.
They got
to
make that trip again. Both of them out. Both let's go. Let's party.
No, I hate that. Okay, you know what? Honestly, I'd rather play Seattle.
Right.
I don't think Seattle. I'm sorry. I don't. I think San Fran is the real deal. I don't want to say it because when was the last time you actually said, I think San Fran's the real deal?
7 years ago when they went to the Super Bowl.
That's like
I didn't even want to say it then. Ago. Yeah.
I mean, the fact of the matter is all these NFC teams are good. You know, they all got pluses. They all got minuses. It's going to be, you know, we're consensus Seattle here is who we'd rather face, but. Seattle's still a good team.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
I think you're scared.
Pops.
My thing is, in a playoff situation like that, would you really want to face Jimmy Garoppolo or Russell Wilson?
Ooh.
Russell Wilson.
That's a damn good question.
Russell Wilson has
a ton of playoff experience.
And they only lost one road game to the Rams this year, and all of their losses have been at home.
Interesting.
The other three losses that they have at home. Yes.
Hold on. Then I want to play San Francisco.
Exactly.
Because we would go out to Seattle.
And you'd want to slit your wrists.
Russell Wilson, though.
God, I hate that
He's
town.
Been leaking oil since they were here the first time.
Are you saying he needs a prostate exam?
They have not played well since they left here the first time. They have not been playing well.
They just lost double digits to Cardinals at home.
I just want to remind everybody something to keep your smile on your face. 800-555-1776.
Tree, put your phone down.
But when you do think about the grand scheme of things, you can say Russell Wilson is leaking oil, but he put some passes into places that I don't think those guys are going to miss him every time.
I agree.
That's why I say I don't give a damn who I play, just as long as I get to play.
Yeah.
That's it. You can try to pick your poison. But like Perk said, I understand his thinking. Yeah, they beat us. We would like to get them back. We felt like they snuck by us. So you would like to get them back. But in the grand scheme,
what was the score of that game?
17-9.
17-9.
Yeah. I don't know about sneaking by.
17-9 though.
I'm sorry. Hey, Josh, we're realists on this one. Don't worry. We're not holding you accountable.
No.
Okay? Don't worry. No, I'm the negative Nelly here.
Yes, he is. Don't worry about it. He'll get over it.
Anyway, is there any other matchup that intrigues you? It could be AFC or NFC. Because we're going to talk about that real fast, and if not, we're going to go to our next break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to break down the Dallas game.
Oh, nice.
But go ahead.
I think Saints Vikings wild card weekend, that would be a lot of fun.
Ooh.
I mean that's
didn't even think about that as it stands
right now, because you got to look at it realistically right now. Okay, like I'm looking at the rap sheet right here. Like you honestly see Green Bay losing Detroit with David Blow as the quarterback.
I honestly, like,
they're pretty much fully entrenched in the two.
No,
seeds,
let's be honest.
Give me Viking Saints and Walker Weekend Saturday night. Let's roll, baby.
What's his last name? Yeah.
Hold on a second.
It's
hold
like
on a
Blau,
second.
But it's
no,
like
no, 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 no. And Hollis and I have had this discussion a number of times.
Right.
A team that has nothing to play for is dangerous.
Yep. Flea flickers.
Flea flickers.
Everything. Every trick
big
play
punts,
for man.
Yep. Everything. And guess what? If you screw up, who gives a damn?
And it's a division game. It's
it
like
is.
You play them twice a year.
Which so is why I'm not going to precursor this, yeah. But Sun makes me nervous.
Yeah.
Because it's a division game
it
and
does.
They have nothing to lose.
It does.
They have nothing to lose except maybe two spots in the draft. And they don't know how to pick for shit. Anyway, so
they already blew their shot at Chase Young by beating the Redskins
exactly.
The other day.
You're pretty liberal with the curse words today, aren't you?
Dave's not here. I'm happy as
I don't feel the daggers going through me to you.
Cool.
All right. Sorry. Having a little cough center there. Let's take our second break here on Green Legion Radio, live at Chickies and Pete's South.
Right on.
So much to say. First of all, everybody that has anything to do with the Green Legion, or if you don't, or you haven't been introduced, or you have in the past, we want to send an absolute happy holidays to you. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, whatever you believe in. We don't care as long as you're an Eagles fan.
Damn right.
Well said.
There's only one color that matters to us, and it is green. Yes, absolutely. All right, so we normally get into a breakdown of the previous game at this point, but we are running a little bit behind schedule because I'm a loudmouth, and I cannot stop talking about 1-800-555-1776.
Loudmouth.
So what we're going to do, because we only have Josh for a few more minutes, we're going to get to his segment right now, and we're going to learn a little bit about him. So, Josh, how are you, sir?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
It's an absolute pleasure to have you. All right. So, 26 years old from Carson, California. Where's Carson?
It's in Los Angeles.
Los Angeles.
Yep.
Okay. All right. 6'4", 227.
Mm-hmm.
You're a big son of a bitch.
I'm a little bigger than that now. That was my rookie year.
Oh, what do you weigh now?
About 230, 235.
Okay. You're still 226. One practice away from 226.
Don't listen to Morpheus over there. He's been taking red and blue pills all day.
Yeah.
You played at Washington. You're a Husky.
Yes, sir.
All right. Little cold up there.
Yeah, it was definitely a lot.
Oh, wait, so I was busting balls about Seattle, too, huh?
Yep.
I'm sorry.
Hey, it's all
I didn't
good.
I didn't realize I was doing that. My bad. You're undrafted free agent in 2016, signed, picked up by the Atlanta Falcons.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, I believe, if I did my research properly, you were activated in week 16 of that season.
I was a little earlier than that.
Well, no, did you... I'm sorry.
Active, inactive roster.
Oh, okay. But your first touchdown was in week 16.
Yes, sir.
From Matt Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
Matty Ice.
Yes, sir.
Who hasn't been ice lately. Except if you're playing the Eagles in week 2.
Oh, man.
Wow.
He's also beaten the Niners and the Saints this year, too.
Right?
Son of an onion.
Seriously. It's ridiculous.
They suck against the bad teams.
I know.
All right. So that's the season, if you guys don't remember, where the Falcons played the Patriots. In the Super Bowl.
Oh.
My one question, the most important question I have, do you hate the goddamn Patriots as much as we do?
Oh, man, I don't have no love for them right now.
That was about as politically correct as he's going to get.
Yep.
And you're going to hear from a player. By the way, if you stormed out, I would have totally agreed and said you're right in all ways. You had 5 catches for 37 yards against the Giants 3 weeks ago. Yes. Clap.
Jeez.
There you go.
We need signs.
We do. As of right now, Zach Ertz is still questionable. He's not been allowed or
contact.
Yeah, released for contact yet. So we're expecting a bigger role out of you on Sunday, and I gotta be honest with you. Hold on a second. You are one lucky son of a bitch. Am I right, Diaz?
Absolutely, Josh. Not sure if you're aware of this or not, but
Once you agreed to come on Green Legion Radio Live at Chickies and Pete's, we call it the Green Legion Bump. And I don't know. I mean, I don't know what's going to happen on Sunday, but it seems to be that after people come on to the show, good things happen.
Yeah.
So, you're next in line.
No.
Well, thanks for having me then.
No.
No, thank you for coming on.
In all fairness, every single player, with the exception of Avante, who got concussed.
Yeah, but he came back. But
he came back.
God.
He came back.
Other than that, every single player that's been on our radio show has had a monster game or a monster play.
Yeah. Nathan Gary?
No pressure, baby. Don't worry about it. You're all good.
Akeem Spence did get cut after he came on the
show. What's that?
Akeem Spence did get cut after he came on the show.
Oh, that's right. Everybody except Akeem Spence.
We love you. We love you, Josh.
Yeah.
Well, Nathan Gary.
Nice having you on the show, Zach.
See, now you notice why your time is limited, Zach.
So, Josh, this is why Chris only comes on every now and then.
Every now and then.
You know? So, we're expecting big things. Don't worry about it. It's the Giants. All right, worry about it because we want a home. We want a home playoff game.
Let's go.
We
want a home playoff game. Let's go.
I'm gonna be the voice of reason. I want him to go out and I want him to play well because we was talking during the break and I told him everybody gets an opportunity when somebody else's misfortune. My misfortune was Andy Harmon cracked his kneecap.
God, Andy Harmon.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he cracked his kneecap, and I ended up playing a lot more than I was going to play, and consequently moved into the starting role. So I told him to seize the second. Don't talk about you need no plays to warm up. When you get out there, you do what they ask you, and you make plays. Players make plays. The only way you're going to stay on the field is if you're making plays. If you don't make no plays, you're going to be on the bench next to Doug.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, we have full faith and confidence in you, brother. 100%. All right. Big question. Favorite thing to do when you're not playing football?
I'm a big movie guy, you know.
Oh.
Nice, yeah. That's different.
No, go ahead. Yeah, we've had gamers, we've had cars.
Sleeping.
I know, because Boston Scott had mine for 2 weeks.
Did you get a chance to ride?
Put 800 miles on that thing.
Are we going to let Josh get a shot at the car?
Oh.
Yeah, speaking of which.
Josh.
Yeah.
Green Legion Boat.
I'm just saying.
He's up.
Forget the bike.
So everybody's happy. All right. Josh. Green Legion Challenge. Green Legion Radio Challenge. Sorry, I just happen to have a very nice vehicle.
Mm-hmm. Maserati.
Okay.
It's awesome.
Awesome. Awesome sauce.
Awesome sauce.
All right. You get a touchdown in this game on Sunday, you can have my car for a week.
Hey, I'll be back.
All right.
Woo!
Yeah, baby. If it's a winning touchdown, 2 weeks.
Woo!
This is just getting touched out. Just getting touched out so you can style and profile.
Okay, so movies. What's your favorite movie?
I got a lot, man.
What's your favorite type of movie?
Well, I just been watching Friday. I lied to you. The holiday Friday after next.
Oh yeah! No,
oh
yeah.
My God,
man!
I wish I'd known that. I'd have had so many queued up right now.
That's nervous. I'd be nervous to be watching that mid-season. We don't want to wait till after the season. You'll get yourself in trouble. You know.
Stop, Diaz. Family programming here. Even though I've cussed it up 5 times already. So, Josh, we usually have Dave Spadaro here. He's our Eagles insider. Do we know anything about injury reports, Howard? Do we know?
I'm
curious.
I'm not really at liberty to talk about.
I was going to say he's not at liberty to talk about.
He's not allowed.
Yeah, he's not allowed at all.
I'm sorry.
I'm just going to tell you.
Will he get fined? For every fine, I'll give you my car for a week.
He's not. You're not allowed to. As an NFL player, you're not allowed to talk about.
No, you're not.
Yeah, not allowed to talk about.
I'm sorry. This is I never
we're
played
professional pot over
I never,
here.
I'd never played in the NFL. I might be able to play in Wing Bowl. That's about as athletic as I'm going to get. But
you break your leg doing that too.
Well, remember it's Wing Pole now.
It's Wing Pole. Interesting. All right, so let's break down the game a little bit against Dallas because we do have Josh for a couple more minutes. We appreciate him being here. And let's absolutely.
Thanks, Josh. Thanks for coming out, man.
Thanks for having me, man.
I got a quick question, though, before we hit Dallas.
Okay.
And hit Dallas again and again and again.
Right.
But, you know, for everyone here, we spent the holidays with our families last couple of days. And for you and other guys that might not live right around here and not have family nearby, how did you spend your holiday
And like, did you have family come in at all? Were you able to see anyone, or did a group of guys just get together, you know, and celebrate together?
Well, actually, my girl's from New Jersey, so I kind of went to some of her family's house.
Oh, that's cool.
Also, nice. I went to the Sixers game yesterday.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, my God. So, you saw 1-800-555-1776.
I actually didn't. I was getting some food at halftime. I didn't see it.
Wait to put the disclaimer in there.
Yeah. I'm telling you, I've emailed them all day. Response? Zero. Love it. Love it. All right. So, Alice and I were talking about this earlier today. 17-9, final score, Dallas game.
Right.
Defense, fool's gold, was it? Everybody know the expression, right?
Fool's gold.
Was it fool's gold? Hollis, talk about that.
When I say fool's gold, it's like a lot of times we saw everybody slapping high fives. It was only because the receiver, he dropped the ball.
Six drops.
See, Jim, six drops. I'm looking for better coverage and more pass deflections instead of just drops, because it's fool's gold, because a lot of those plays were on third down, and a lot of those plays would have been big plays. The other part is I did like the pressure that we started creating later on, but I feel like we let him hang around too long for us.
All right. Well, hold on. One of the first times we could say it, we're not messing around.
Right.
Sidney.
That was an awesome
for
play.
For as much grief as he takes, that was a nice play at the end.
I gotta be honest with you. I've seen our cornerbacks on receivers all season and just not be able to get the hand in front of the ball.
Make a play on the ball, yeah.
He did it twice in the last 3 weeks. The Giants gave
up. But I like Darby. Darby's been a hawk on these receivers. But Darby's 5'10". He's not Troy Vincent.
No, he's not Bobby.
He's not Bobby Taylor.
He's not Moi. 31.
Which, you know, you're talking about guys that are 6'2", 6'3".
Yep.
And maybe it's just getting it up there, but they have a beat on the ball.
You know what?
They're turning around in time, and they just aren't getting the hand between the face and the ball. Between the ball and the hands.
When you're down there, do you hear the defensive line yelling that ball? Or anybody on the field yelling that ball? Because I know that was one of Jim Johnson's staples, is when the ball is thrown, you yell the ball so that defensive back will know that it's coming.
Okay. Does that happen?
I don't see it happening. That's why a lot of times I don't see the communication that I used to see. So I think some people are keeping secrets.
Well, here's another topic Hollis and I talked about. Did everybody see Jerry Jones's face when they could score nothing but field goals?
He scheduled his 20th facelift.
I love Josh's reaction to that. He looks over, he's like, yeah, that's kind of cool.
Did you say it was like under 2 minutes left and he got up out of his seat?
Yeah.
Walked away.
Yeah.
Walked away.
What's the guy's name? The chubby guy?
Chris Christie.
Hey, wait, where are you going?
Hold on a second. We're not allowed to say that anymore.
We're not?
Fat bastard.
Hold on. You called Eli Manning a frumpy bastard. So can we call
Eli Manning is a frumpy bastard. If there's a depth, everybody knows what frumpy is, right?
Yeah.
Is there anybody that fits the description more than Eli Manning? Frumpy. He's frumpy.
All right, so Chris Christie is a hefty bastard.
He's a fat bastard. It's okay. I'm saying it. I'm talking more like Austin Powers, fat bastard.
The Scott.
Baby, I want to eat him.
I got bigger chunks of corn in my crap.
Well, whether or not the defense is fool's gold,
yeah,
we held Zeke Elliott under 50 yards, which is impressive.
Yeah.
Well, hold on, 15 carries. Then, and Hollis and I talked about that. Diaz, Jason Garrett, former quarterback, wants to throw the ball all the time. Did he screw this up?
Wow, you're consolidating a lot of arguments into one question right there. He did screw it up. He's not a good coach. He's just not a good coach.
Let's talk about that, everybody.
This is Jason Garrett.
When we go on public and talk about Jason Garrett, if you're an Eagles fan,
we love him.
Jason Garrett, you're the greatest thing since sliced bread, baby.
Got to keep him down there.
Keep his job as long as possible.
It's weird. This is the first game that Zeke has played against the Eagles that he's been held to less than 96 yards.
Right.
Oh, really?
And that we've won.
Right.
Really?
So, that's really impressive. And Amari
Cooper. Just upset that Conley wasn't out kicking.
Oh, yeah. That's, well, the backup. I mean, It's getting a little dicey over there. But the one thing that I wasn't aware of when, you know, I see it here on the run sheet here about Cooper being held out the last play, which...
What is that? No,
his home road splits are so crazy.
No. If you watch the NFL Network all week, they were livid about this. Why is Amari Cooper...
On the sideline.
A guy who cost you a first-round draft pick.
It's going to cost you...
And it's going to cost you more.
Yeah.
It's going to cost...
Hold on. And I know what you're going to say.
Okay.
You paid your running back. You haven't paid your receiver yet.
Right. But no, that's not what I was going to say. I was going to say, if you look at the entire game, his body language, his face, they kept panning to the sideline on him, and he did not look happy at all.
It doesn't make any sense.
I know, but I'm talking about from the word go.
It doesn't make any sense. Yeah. Elliott had 15 carries.
Right.
Cooper's a receiver.
Right.
Garrett wants to throw the ball.
Yeah.
Cooper should be happier than hell. And he's not in that last play of the game. And he is a stud receiver.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. I don't like him. He plays for the Cowboys.
He can hit a
double move. Care. I wouldn't piss on him if he was on fire. Okay? But he's a prototypical stud receiver and should have been in there. And if you're not clamoring, and that goes to what you just said, Hollis, if you're not in your coach's ear,
right,
why am I not in this play that he doesn't give a...
Well, the thing that's
son of an onion. Hold on, Chris.
Well, you got to look at two of their stars. They both tapped out in the most inopportune times. Tony Pollard fumbled the football when Zeke tapped out. Zeke went to the sideline and Pollard came in, and that's when Fletch got him to fumble. Both times, like, these guys are going to make big money in this league. Zeke's already making it,
right?
And they tapped out. At least I can give kind of credit to Dak, but I think his shoulder was a little bit. That was overblown. 41-yard throw down the field. It didn't look like it was hurt to me.
It was, but I think it's got a little to do with accuracy.
Josh is chuckling over there.
I think it's got a little bit to do with accuracy.
It's tough to see over here in front of Pops.
Nice
to meet you, Josh.
but what I will say is his body language the entire time, it lets you know that he was tired of going through the motions and not getting paid. He said he's tired of getting taken for granted. I'm out here risking life and limb, and you act like this. You act like you need me, but you haven't paid me yet. And you can see it was written all over his face, right. And I think it just came to a head in this game.
It's crazy that they came out, and they were the number one offense DVOA, yardage, everything, and they scored 9 points.
Yep. They scored three field goals.
Yep,
that's right.
Yeah. It wasn't a field goal and a missed extra point.
They didn't touch down.
Three field goals.
Well, the only touchdown they did is when they got here.
Yeah, naturally. Basically, what they
bump.
When they talk about the number one offense, Dak is experiencing what we were talking about a while ago when we talk about yardage. They wait till they fall behind in the game,
right,
and then they have 250, 300 yards in the half in the second half of the game when it's out of reach. That's what the one guy, Phillip Rivers, he's done that his whole career.
His whole career, yeah.
And that's what is happening with the Cowboys, which is great for the Eagles.
Yes, it is.
Because over the last 6 or 7 weeks, they have one good drive at the beginning of the game, and that's it for the rest of the game until it's almost over.
As much, we will definitely go out and beat the Giants on Sunday, how would it be to see the Skins beat the Cowboys and Dallas?
That's my Christmas wish list.
That would be great.
It has nothing to do with...
That would be great.
All right, I'm not allowed to say. If we were in studio, it would be an entirely different remark.
you got pretty liberal with them.
All right, everybody, live from Chickies and Pete's, South Philadelphia. Why don't we do that for good? Ready?
E-A-T-L-E-S, Eagles!
You guys, live from Chickies and Pete's, South Philadelphia, Josh Perkins. We appreciate you coming on, sir.
Thanks for having me, man.
Nah. And listen, have a great game.
Thank you.
Have a great game. Be what you can be. And we will talk about the vehicle when you catch the touchdown and the winning touchdown.
Yes, sir.
All right. You guys, we will be back for a final segment on Green Legion Radio right after this. All right, everybody. Back for a final segment on Green Legion Radio live from Chickies and Pete's, South Philadelphia. You guys have been fantastic tonight.
What an awesome crowd.
Oh, my God. Is it Sean Boyle?
Is it
you, Sean Boyle? What's up, baby? I thought that was you. Everybody, we do appreciate you coming out and supporting us. We have had an excellent season here. This is 16 weeks now. Pete from Chickies and Pete's has been phenomenal as supporting us. Yeah, seriously. We hope to do it again next year. I believe that's on deck. And everybody coming out to support us helps that cause, and we can't thank you enough.
Right.
In all fairness. All right. So, first of all, we have another guest now. He's a little, just a little bit smaller than the rest of the panel. Champ, what's up, butter?
Nothing.
How are you?
Good.
Good? All right. Champ's going to give us his take on what's going to happen on Sunday with the Eagles and the Giants. What do you think?
I think the Eagles are going to destroy the Giants.
That a boy.
There you go.
And the best part about that is there's no deciphering, there's no deriving, there's no picking that apart. He goes, I think the Eagles are going to destroy the Giants. Hold on a second. Champ! Yeah!
Right. That's the best analysis we've gotten from a Thomas family member all season. I love it.
Shut up, Diaz. Yeah,
shut up, Diaz.
Maybe I'm in the wrong spot over here.
I'm just glad Quimmy didn't bring Sean Henderson up here.
Ah, where is he? Oh, if he wants to come on up, that's all right.
He's wearing the wrong color today.
No, he's around six women. He's not going to win an argument again in his life. It's way too late for that guy. All right, so let's break down this game.
Okay.
All right, real fast. We don't want to spend too much more time. We're about 10 minutes over our allotted limit.
Uh-oh.
Although they like us here, and for whatever reason, somebody's spraying something over here. Anyway.
Cheese fries down over here. That's what they're delicious off the floor.
We don't do this sober.
Marshawn Lynch is going to eat them off the floor like he ate the Skittles.
Yeah. All right. So here, my concern about this Sunday. All right. The Giants have nothing to lose, which makes them a dangerous team. If you've ever watched The Replacements.
It's a great movie. Right?
It's a great movie.
Yeah, yes.
Which makes you very dangerous people. The Giants could be very dangerous. They threw this at us 3 weeks ago with the fake field goal.
Yep.
All right? Where Hollis said, oh my God, you saw the signs. Call timeout. Call timeout. Call timeout.
And Josh Witt was out there.
Yeah, well. Starting down the panel, Diaz. With that statement in mind, what do you think?
I mean, from what I've seen the last 3 weeks of the team of this team playing, you know, Carson has played some of the best ball that we've seen him play in his career. I mean, you know, he's taking what's there. They're winning the games. He's been perfect on throws. A little bit of fumble issue, but. A little bit of fumble issue, but
what, 21 to
I think everyone, I think the sense of the moment has risen for everybody on this team. The guys that Hollis, you were talking like Josh, like last week's guest, Greg Ward, our friend Boston Scott, they're all elevate. You know, they're seizing the moment. They're making plays, and they're dangerous. But you know what? The Eagles play the Giants all the time, and the Eagles Giants game, no matter which team is up, they always play each other tough.
Right.
I'm expecting a tough game, but I think that we just got – I think we got better coaching. I think that we're rolling, and I see a comfortable – I don't want to say
– Oh, my God.
I'm saying like a nice eight-point win, 8-9 point win. Maybe like a 24-16 or something like that. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. Tank.
Well,
shut up, Diaz. You're
Yes! Yes!
Wait a
minute. Yo, Champ.
Champ, I just said that you gave the greatest analysis from the Thomas family. Now you're in company, too.
Cut that kid a check, Quimmy.
Oh, my gosh.
Woo! You got no love around here.
Oh, man. That's all I'm talking about, Champ. No wonder they call you Champ.
Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
What are you Thomas boys been teaching him?
Man.
Coaching him up.
Teaching him the right
stuff,
baby.
I'm going to listen to this again tomorrow.
I know. But
I'm not going to lie. Thank you. That was my best Christmas gift ever.
We're going to delete this part of the show.
No, we're not.
No, we're not.
You are never going to hear the end of it. You're going to hear a high-pitched, prepubescent, shut up, Diaz.
Yes.
Shut up, Diaz.
That was perfect timing, too.
Yes, it was.
No, that it. We're going to start every show up with TTP, shut up, Diaz.
Thanks, Tree. Thanks, everyone, for coming.
Oh, my God.
But I don't think it's going to be an easy victory, but I think we're going to get the victory. Like, as you said, they're going to come out and pull out all the stops. But all we have to do is weather the storm. And I like our fast start this past game. I don't know about you, but I got tired of coming being down 14 to nothing or by 17. It was great to have the lead for once and to have somebody else trying to catch up. So I expect a fast start and to finish strong. I got the Eagles by 14.
I can't even concentrate right now.
Eagles by 14.
I've got nothing.
Oh, look at the
deal. Wait. I said 8, and it's a laugher, and Howell says 14. Was I too low? Should I say 16?
It just took you a while to get that.
It took you a while to get there, yeah.
That's my
your problem.
I'm so happy right now. I'm not going to lie. Champ, any more on the game? Other than just thinking they're going to kick ass.
Yeah.
Good with that. I'm good with that answer. Perfect response, right? We are all searching for stuff to talk about to fill the voids. Champ's got it. I think the Eagles destroy the Giants. You have anything else to say? No.
That's
it.
Perfect. Pops.
10 points.
10 points?
Yeah. I think they're going to win by 10 points. It might be similar to what's been going on all year with them, where it's a slow start, and then they pick it up right around third quarter.
Sackmaster.
I honestly don't know if Shermer is coaching for his job this weekend.
Hold on.
He said that he hasn't heard anything yet, and I know that's a little bit cliche with him saying that, but if they can knock off the Eagles and stop us from winning the division title, and they look good at
doing
it.
They'll have won 5 games.
But Daniel Jones has played well. Did you see 5 touchdown passes?
That's not Shermer.
How is that not Shermer? That's play
calling. It's not Shermer. He's a rookie. Yeah.
He's played well. He's looked good this year.
Good. Oh, and what's going to happen is he's going to have more opportunities with that. If pick six is the real deal, I don't think first of all
he's pick six
first.
In the draft, yeah.
Well, the number six pick. Okay, I thought you meant like
he's also pick six.
I thought you were throwing pick sixes.
Sorry, you guys never heard that?
He has been throwing
the Giants
pick
quarterback pick. Pick six.
Pick six.
Pick six.
The second coming of Dave Brown.
We're making that analogy. It's supposed to be funny. Yes. You're being a douchebag right now by not agreeing to that.
He's being a sack.
Wow, man.
Sack is a Phillies apologist, a Flyers apologist, and a Giants apologist. This is terrible.
Hold on.
They have nothing to lose.
Well,
they have nothing to lose, and we have everything to lose. It was just like Dallas this past weekend.
I agree, and I missed it.
Yeah, you missed it. No.
Hold on, one more time.
How about new?
Anyway, all right.
It's not going to be an easy game.
Nobody said it was going to be.
Well, 14, 8 points.
Yeah, but that's after the fact, though.
It's going to be a tough game. Like the Giants are going to come out and they're going to play.
I 100% agree.
The Eagles will prevail. They will win, but it's not going to be an easy game. We saw that a few weeks ago. And plus, the defense does not play well on the road like they do at home. They give up more on average in the first half of road games than they do at home for full home games.
I knew it. I'm surrounded by assholes.
Anyway,
it's going to be a tough game. The Eagles defense needs to show up, and they need to perform.
I'm going to tell you my Christmas wish list. 2 quarterbacks knocked out of the game.
Oh, jeez.
Well, I want Eli to finish. I don't want that 500. I want him to be below 500. Yeah.
Shut up, Diaz.
Wow.
And on that note, there is nothing else we can say here live at Chickies and Beats, South Philadelphia. We do have one more show regardless, everybody. It will be next Thursday. We appreciate you coming out. Happy holidays to all of you from everybody here at the Green Legion radio staff. We love you.
Perfect. Thank you so much. You guys are awesome tonight.
Let's talk next week about playoffs, baby.
Playoffs.